Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current online. Stand up for. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. 822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings. Gary Wellings.
Good morning. It's another beautiful Sunday, and I am your aforementioned host, Gary Wellings, chief editor of The Current, Current Online, and The Daily Drift. The Current, C-O-U-R-A-N-T, online, all one word, .com, is where you can go for all kinds of information that's locally consumed by 21,000 people. We actually mail that newspaper out to 21,000 homes, and we drop off another 5,000. So we have a circulation of about 26,000. It's a good common sense newspaper. We have grown a lot, quintupled in size in the last 4 years, which is pretty amazing for newspapers in this economy anyways. And you can advertise with us. It's a great way to get your business out there in the community in conjunction with Wham. Wham and The Current did a little synergistic thing the other, about 6 months ago, I think we've been now. And you can get some combined advertising between the two of us. But it's a great way to advertise and a great way to get your news. And you can get it online for free. We do mail it to free to some people. And you can go to thecurrentonline.com for more information on that. The Daily Drift is clickable right there on The Current Online, and you can see what I see and read the stuff that I put online on a daily basis to keep you up to speed on what needs to happen. This is our second show. Last week, Derek produced for us and got us squared away, and here we are again. So they didn't kick us off the air anyways. I did forget to do something last week when I was thanking Theron and Linda and Dr. Janda for all that they do here. I forgot to thank Matt Clark and the Clark cast. Matt does a show here. I think it's 2 o'clock in the afternoons, and he goes for 2 hours. And another incredibly intelligent young man who does all kinds of information, brings all kinds of information to you. Last week, we talked a little bit about the bridge, and there was some new information this week. It failed in committee. It didn't get Republican support, and it didn't get the Democratic support that it needed to get out of committee. This is something that Governor Snyder has been pushing, and Senator Randy Richardville has been pushing. It's a public-owned bridge in conjunction with Canada. Lots of fur flying on this issue, and I had a few friends, I shall leave them nameless to keep them out of trouble, and a lobbyist also out of Lansing put some information up, and it didn't necessarily help my decision or support my decision, but it was kind of interesting, so I figured I would bring these, and I will call them alleged because I don't have that proof. It's secondary and hearsay to me. But the question was asked, why does Matty Maroon want to do the bridge, and why does Canada not want him to do the bridge? Allegedly, the Canadians don't like working with the ambassador group. If you don't know, Matty Maroon does own some trucking companies and some transportation, and the Canadians feel that he sometimes gives special deals to those companies and can do things that is not conducive to other businesses. And that's one of the things they're saying. I don't know if that's true or not. But even if it is, you know, private business is private business. And if you're going to help your own companies a little bit, I think that's the breaks. Any business in the world could have bought that bridge. When you do your homework, you will see that Warren Buffett was vying for that bridge at the same time that the Maroon Group was vying for it, and they paid more for it. Now, that's capitalism at its best. So, frankly, you know, if somebody else wants to build a bridge, put your money up and buy one and buy the land and build one. And obviously, the Canadians must seem to think that they'd rather work with somebody else. And so I'm sure any wealthy person in this country could put up the money and build another bridge. The reason they're not, I think, though, is that the traffic studies show it's not feasible to do right now. It is for the Maroons. They already have a bridge, and they're making, allegedly like $42 million net on this bridge. Again, I don't know that that's true, but more power to them if they are. That's capitalism at work, and it's working pretty well for him. So I have no problem with him funding commercials to try and stop a public bridge because, you know what, as a taxpayer, I don't want to be on the hook. If something goes wrong and the Canadian money's not enough and the federal funds aren't enough, I don't want the state of Michigan to be on the hook for that. You know, painting a loan on a bridge like that has got to be expensive. If you've ever seen those documentaries about the Mackinac Bridge or the Golden Gate Bridge, you know, as soon as they get done painting, they start all over again. And that's just painting, you know, to keep the rust off these bridges. And a massive bridge is 75 years old. So, of course, there's going to be a lot of maintenance and upkeep on it. So I don't know that $42 million a year is enough to really make it worthwhile. So more power to the Maroons. I'm sticking to my guns on this one. One thing you will see is that Joe Hewn has voted. He's the state rep out of Livingston. And I'm sorry, state senator out of Livingston area, Livingston County. And he said no. And he's thinking Snyder's going to try and bring this back in another committee, which would probably be Randy Richardville's committee. And even Randy Richardville said he didn't think it was dead in the water and he didn't think it would come back. But it could very well come back, and I would expect them to do so. One thing we need to do as voters is to make sure that we stay in touch with our legislators. And you can do that easily by going to GaryWellings.com. I have put a list of phone numbers and emails up on the website for you so you can contact them. And emailing is fine, but you know what? A phone call, just plug it into your cell phone. We all have those nowadays. And it doesn't take too long to make a quick call, and it does have an effect. 20, 30, 100, 1,000 phone calls. You know, those people, the handlers that help our legislators, their big job is to get their representative reelected. And if they're fielding phone calls from angry people, it tells something. So make sure that you take that time, make it an obligation upon yourself to let them know what it is you're doing and what it is that you're against or for. If you are for this, we do take phone calls, 734-822-1600. That's Wham Talk 1600. This is a call-in show. You're more than welcome to call in. Whether you agree with me or not, I will give you the time to air your piece. Keep it succinct and short. We do have things to do. Before we get too much deeper into the woods here, I want to thank our sponsor for this half hour is Brighton Ford. Scott Spittler and his brother Todd run Brighton Ford up there off of Grand River in Brighton. And their phone number is 800-519-4155. These guys run a great dealership. I've bought three cars from them now. They have some great coupons in the current, currentonline.com. You can download it and print it off if you need to. Again, that number, 800-519-4155. They do a 1995 oil change. They have a free tire rotation coupon, and they do a four-wheel alignment for only $49.95. So good guys. Get up and show them your support and thank them for supporting here. And tell them Gary Wellings told you to call him. So call him up and ask for Scott Spittler personally. He'll hook you up with a salesman if you're looking for a new car, or send you down to the maintenance department. All right, so we got that out of the way. Back to the bridge real quick. I think this is important because this is one of those items where obviously the public seems to be against it, and yet our legislators keep bringing this up. So I'm going to hammer it home one more time and say, stay on the ball. Make your phone calls, contact your Tea Party groups if you're involved in that sort of thing, and see what you can do. Another thing we covered last week, and I got a little more information on it, was the insurance bill that's slowly winding its way through the legislature right now. And what they're trying to do is update our auto insurance. And what they've got, it's the no-fault policy, has worked in this state for years, but it's not working so well anymore. What you're getting is a growing liability issue. Right now, the state of Michigan Catastrophic Fund has a $72 billion in liabilities, and yet they only have $11 to $13 billion in assets, somewhere around 12. That's a problem. I mean, that's a similar problem to what's happening at the federal government. When you've got unfunded liabilities, what are you going to do? You need to find a way to fix it, and that's why they're looking at it. Unfortunately, the way they're looking at it is by removing some of the protections for people who have serious injuries, closed head injuries, those kind of people that have lifetime debilitating effects from an accident. And, you know, only 134 cases have ever exceeded $5 million here in the state of Michigan, and only six ever went over 10. But what they're trying to do is limit that. And so if you need help the rest of your life because you've become a quadriplegic, they want to limit those caps at $5 million and put some other regulations in there stipulating that unskilled care, somebody to come in and help you around the house, would be limited to $11 an hour for, I think it's 56 hours a week, and only $17 an hour for a skilled person to come in. Now, if you know any nurses, you know they make a lot more than $17 an hour. So this is a problem. It does need to be addressed, and I think it's good that they're looking at it, but they certainly need to work with the auto insurance the insurance companies, and also take in effect what it is that's happening to people in these accidents. So you've got to take a real close look at it. So let's hope that they have some brain what's the word I'm looking for, Derek? Let's hope they put their brains on this a little longer before they make a mistake and cut these limits down to the point where people will have to go on Medicaid or have to go on Medicare to sustain themselves, because that puts it back into our pockets again. So don't think that reducing your cap when you pay for your insurance is going to be helpful. It may save you $100 here and there, but it's not going to help you if you do get in an accident. So again, call us on either of these issues if you want, 734-822-1600. I'm Gary Wellings, your host, and I would love to talk to you. And it's break time again, so we'll see you on the other side.
Listeners, I'm Edwin Hoffman, host of Speaking of Art. Every Sunday at 5 p.m., we explore the world of art and antiques, commercially, academically, and from the perspective of the collector. Speaking of Art features renowned guests as our guides as we visit great museums, galleries, theaters, and historic sites. We'll examine paintings, prints, sculpture, and drawings. You'll hear from the artists and their patrons, and you'll gain a special insight into both contemporary and historical periods. We'll travel through monuments of world architecture and experience the evolution of design. Achievements in film, music, and stage will also grace our forum. Speaking of Art is one of the best conversations of your week. So, nestle into an overstuffed chair and join our room full of connoisseurs every Sunday at 5 on WHAM. Speaking of Art, it's about civilization, yours.
Settle in for a great conversation every Sunday at 5 p.m. Speaking of Art with Ed Hoffman, exclusively on WHAM Talk 1600.
Unfortunately, we're all getting older. You need to be prepared for both the unexpected and predictable events in life. That's where Charles Kleinbrook, PC, attorney and counselor, comes in. He can handle your estate planning, real estate, probate, wills and trusts, business and retirement planning. Charles Kleinbrook is an attorney and also a registered representative through Dominion Investor Services Incorporated. This is for informational purposes only and is not a solicitation to purchase any securities. Securities offered through Dominion Investor Services Incorporated, members FINRA and SIPC. Helping Michigan families and small businesses protect their wealth since 1990, Charles Kleinbrook, PC, attorney and counselor at law. Call 248-352-9569. That's 248-352-9569. Or online at www.miadvocate.com.
Joe Gannon, the appliance doctor here, and I love autumn in Michigan. Beautiful fall colors, cider mills, and crisp, cool mornings. It's also time to start thinking about winter, and that means it's time to get your furnace checked by Kelly Brothers. Maintaining your furnace is an important step in achieving top efficiency, and Kelly Brothers will make sure it is performing at its best to keep you warm and worry-free when the temperature drops. If you're looking for an upgrade or new furnace, Kelly Brothers installs high-efficiency furnaces that carry up to 10 years parts and labor warranty. Kelly services, repairs, and maintains all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, and standby generators. And with their 100% satisfaction guarantee, Kelly Brothers are the one to trust. Call Kelly Brothers today at 734-462-6266 for an appointment to have your furnace checked. That's 734-462-6266. Or you can find Kelly Brothers on Facebook or visit them on the web at kellybrotherslc.com. Kelly Brothers, assuring the highest degree of comfort.
Randy's Roadhouse Barbecue at 7305 US 12 in Onsted, Michigan, out in the Irish Hills, is the area's premier barbecue. Get in and get some on you. Randy serves up mouthwatering, slow-cooked chicken, pulled pork, hickory-smoked ribs, baked beans, potato salad, coleslaw, cornbread, and a whole host of other barbecue favorites. Once you eat at Randy's Roadhouse Barbecue, you'll be back and you'll bring all your friends. That's 7305 US 12 in Irish Hills. Call 517-467-2190 or visit randysbar-b-q.com.
Us every Sunday morning for Wham's Weekend Worship. At 9 a.m. it's the Lutheran Hour, followed by the Christian Science Sentinel at 9:30. At 10 o'clock, we join Bethlehem United Church of Christ for their live weekly service. Finally, we visit the First Presbyterian Church of Ann Arbor from 11 to noon. Start your week off right with Wham Talk 1600.
You're listening to The Drift on Wham Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
And welcome back to The Drift. Good to have you with me on this Sunday morning. Get your coffee going. I don't have any coffee. I've got tea this morning. I was going to make some, and we're a little short in the studio. I guess it's my turn to bring in a big pot of coffee or some coffee grounds anyways. We have a new member on the Washtenaw County Commission. If you hadn't heard or hadn't seen it, Kristen Judge, a Democrat, we won't hold that against her, resigned from the county board to take a job with a nonprofit internet security company. Nonprofit internet security. You know, for me, anything worth doing is worth doing for money, but, you know, more power to her. Replacing her under an appointment is the new Felicia Brabeck. She will be representing the 7th District in Pittsfield Township. She is 38 years old. She's a psychologist and a political newcomer, according to AnnArbor.com. Brabeck has a master's degree in clinical social work from Boston College and a doctorate in clinical psychology. Well, at least she's not a lawyer. It seems like we have a lot of lawyers seem to go into politics, but maybe that will be a fresh take. Maybe one of the reasons she was appointed because they're looking at a lot of cuts at the county level right now. And, of course, people, especially here in Ann Arbor, we are a touchy-feely community. People worry about cuts to human services, cuts to mental health and that sort of thing. And, of course, they're probably going to be coming. So I'm sure she'll be a staunch supporter of that. But let's give her the support that she needs and see where she falls on either side of the spectrum here when it comes to making the hard decisions. My own friend, Dan Smith, is a county commissioner, and we hope to get him in here in the coming months to talk about some of the budget cuts. I know it's not an easy thing to do, and as a Republican, one of the three, I think, on our county commission, he probably takes his fair share of heat for that. Right now, they do have some heat going on in those meetings. They're looking to cut about $1.2 million to outside agencies, and the 2012-2013 budget includes $500,000 almost cut in human service funding. So, yeah, it's going to be a lot of people in Ann Arbor will, it'll be ugly. People will be up in arms about it. And, I, you know, in Ann Arbor, we've taken care of people for a long time, and it costs money to do that. So, you know, the hard fact is cuts will have to be made. So there's a little local news for you. And so now we can go on to one of my favorites. Herman Cain, the GOP frontrunner now, wins another straw poll in Nevada. So that's Florida now, and now Nevada. Back in May, when Herman first announced, I did an editorial saying I was throwing my guns behind this guy. He's one heck of a guy. He's a businessman. He's not an attorney. He's not a politician. He makes common sense decisions. And when you read his stuff, when you listen to him, you may not like some of his social issues or his stands on social issues, but when it comes down to it, we do need a new way of thinking at the federal government level and the state government. And Herman can bring that. I made a prediction then that the Republicans will not win without Herman Cain. And to all those running, should somebody else come out on top instead of Herman, you better look at him strong and long and hard as the VP candidate, because you know what? This guy is full of common sense. He's, his 999 plan is, it's not as good as, frankly, as I feel as the fair tax, but you know what? It's getting the fair tax through to people is very difficult, but they look at a 23% sales tax as, oh my goodness, I can't deal with that. Yeah, you can. You can deal with the fair tax and a 23% national sales tax when you no longer have to pay income tax and corporate tax and all the other taxes that they get you. So it does work out. And frankly, when you have a tax like that, it makes those people in the underground economy pay as well. So we'll do a fair tax episode upcoming here as well. It's I think you can go to fairtax.org. I could be wrong. You Google it up. You'll figure it out. And do your homework on the fair tax. It's certainly worth looking at. Also moving up in the polls a little bit was Newt Gingrich. If you've been following these debates, you will see Newt Gingrich always playing the positive, reserved statesman at the back. He doesn't allow himself to get drawn into the ugly debates that you've seen between Romney and Perry or between Bachman and Perry. It seems like a lot of our GOP candidates are looking to hurt each other instead of promoting themselves, and I think that's not the right way to go about it. So Herman Cain is out front because he does not try to get drawn into that, and he's just got good common sense. And Gingrich is moving up as well because he's not playing that game, and I think that's important. People are tired of that. You know, tell us about you. And be positive. Don't try to knock somebody else off the ladder, because it's really not the way it should be done. Ron Paul is still showing up. I don't like Ron Paul. I mean, I like some of his ideas, but you know, there's no way that guy's ever going to be the president of the United States. Michelle Bachman I like as well, but you know what? She's gotten into the game, and she seems to be hurting people a little bit. So not my favorite at this time. This is Wham Talk 1600. And this is a talk show. Call in. If you're shy, you can email me at gmwellings@hotmail.com if you're too shy to talk or call in. But I don't bite often. 734-822-1600. Call in. I'd love to have a phone call. It makes me feel better. Going back to our politicians, the Heritage Action for America, it's part of Heritage Organization, Foundation, has what they call a conservative scorecard. And this is pretty awesome. You can see how our legislators score. What they do is they give you a map on their website, and I'll give you that in a second here. Each vote in Congress, either advances freedom or recedes from freedom. And Heritage Action CEO Michael Needham says, Heritage Action Scorecard will empower Americans to hold their members of Congress accountable to conservative principles. Here in Michigan, we had 13 senators. Oh no, it's that time again. Derek, it just flies, doesn't it? We'll cover this on the other side of the break. And in the meantime, go to Courant Online, C-O-U-R-A-N-T, online, and you can follow me on the Daily Drift.
On the move, driving to work, getting the groceries, hauling the kids to soccer. How do they keep up to date? They listen to Wham Talk 1600, just like you. If you're a business owner, your message can reach these people wherever their travels take them. People tune to Wham for intelligent conversation with hosts like Bill Bennett, Glenn Beck, and Theron X. They stay tuned in for Fox updates, and they'll stay tuned for your message as well. Call 734-971-1600 and advertise your business on Wham Talk 1600.
Fox News Radio, I'm Jared Halpern. A powerful earthquake rattles eastern Turkey.
It was at a shallow depth of about 4.5 miles, so it is a shallow earthquake with a large magnitude.
Jessica Segala at the U.S. Geological Survey puts preliminary magnitude at 7.2, followed by strong aftershocks. At least two buildings have collapsed in the city of Van near the Iranian border. Local officials fear many are dead. It's Independence Day in Libya.
This is the official declaration by the National Transitional Council that the war in Libya is over. Now, interestingly, they have chosen Benghazi to do this, not Tripoli, although there will be celebrations here as well. But they have chosen the eastern city, which was, of course, the place where the uprising began back on February the 17th.
Sky News reporter Emma Hurd in Tripoli and neighboring Tunisia. People are voting for the first time. 10 months after protests there sparked the Arab Spring. Fox News, we report, you decide.
It's time now for Wham Talk 1600's Community Calendar with Brandon Drake.
Retake Our Gov, in cooperation with Americans for Prosperity Foundation, announces its inaugural Constitutional Scholarship Competition. The theme of this scholarship is Our Enduring Constitution. All Livingston County High School seniors class of 2012 attending public, private, charter, and home schools are eligible to participate. First prize is $1,500. With additional prizes awarded for second and third place. Applications for this essay competition will be available at Livingston County High Schools or online at www.retakeourgov.com. Applications for entry must be received by October 31st. Questions about this scholarship should be forwarded to scholarship@retakeourgov.com. The Michigan National Guard Distributed Learning Program and the Michigan Department of Energy, Labor, and Economic Growth are sponsoring a job fair for all military personnel, past or current. Employers will be on site at the Michigan National Guard Headquarters JFRC building at 3411 North Martin Luther King Boulevard in Lansing. It'll be Thursday, November 10th from 8:30 a.m. till 3 p.m. This event is for businesses seeking employees and military personnel, past or present only, and is not open to the general public. Please bring a current resume, transcripts, training records, and a photo ID. Business attire strongly recommended.
You've been listening to the Wham Community Calendar. To have your event publicized, email community at whamradio.com or write to Brandon Drake, COWAAM, 4230 Packard Road, Ann Arbor, 48108. Wham Talk 1600. In touch with your community.
If you're concerned about the water you drink or are tired of buying bottled water, not to mention the impact all those plastic bottles are having on our environment, Rourke Plumbing and Piping Service has the answer. We specialize in water filtration for your home. Whether you're looking for a whole house filtration system or a point of use system at your kitchen sink, we can install a system to meet your needs and budget. Just think of the money you can save and the convenience of having your own water purification system. Call Rourke Plumbing and Piping Service today to schedule an appointment to see how we can install your own pure water system. Our phone number is 734-665-6369. That's 734-665-6369. Or go to our website at rourkeplumbing.com. That's spelled R-O-R-K-P-L-U-M-B-I-N-G.com.
You're listening to The Drift on Wham! Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
There was a phone number, 734-822-1600. Call me now. I'd love to have a little company down here. We were talking before the break about Heritage Action Scorecard, and you can see that at heritageactionscorecard.com. And you can actually see your votes by the state legislators at www.michiganvotes.org. But as we were saying, overall, 13 senators and 27 representatives scored above 95%. And in Michigan, Representative Justin Amash from Grand Rapids, a Republican, scored 90%. He was the only legislator to score above 85%. Overall, the Michigan congressional delegation scored 41%, while Republicans averaged 69%. Senator Carl Levin and Debbie Stabenow were the two lowest scorers for the state. We'll go figure. There's nothing new about that. Stabenow was the lone Michigan legislator to receive a score of 0%. Go figure. So all the more reason, as a independent, as a conservative, to make sure you get out in 2012, and let's find a new, why don't we try putting a Republican into a senatorial seat here? Things are bad. She doesn't stand up to even vote for the things she wants. She hides with Harry Reid and just declines to vote on things or bring them up for discussion. So I think it's time for Debbie to go away. So again, that's heritageactionscorecard.com, and it's really a cool site. You can find all kinds of information there, and it'll push you off to other things as well. So you can also, again, go to the Daily Drift or GaryWellings.com, and you'll see who your legislators are and their phone numbers and their emails, and make sure that you do that. Let's see, what else we got going on here? Segment three. As you've seen in the news this week, President Obama has decided to bring home our troops from Iraq. Well, you know, yeah, it's probably time. You know, really? We're going to drag everybody out except the guys at the embassy? For me, it sounds a little disingenuous. And you've heard the pundits talk about the reasons why. Maybe they weren't strong enough on negotiations to leave a few people behind, or maybe there's an ulterior motive for bringing them home. Well, of course there's an ulterior motive. It's one of his campaign promises to bring people home, and he's got to find every way possible to make his base be happy with him come election time. So bringing those guys home, for me, it's a mixed bag. Yes, I'd rather have them home here. You know, we've done a lot for the country of Iraq. I think it's time that they step up and do their own thing, but I'm not sure that leaving just an embassy behind with a detail of Marines is the way to go about it. With Iran right there, that's a problem. And again, the conspiracy guy in me wants to come out. Are we pulling our 40,000-odd guys out of there so we can send them back to Iran if things heat up? I don't know. What scares me most with an election year is people don't like to change horses in midstream. So if there's another conflict on the horizon, if something were to happen in the next 12 months, would we need to send troops back, be it Iran, be it North Korea, be it a deepening of Afghanistan again? I'm sorry, I just don't trust our federal government enough at this point. So it's obviously a campaign ploy. That's part of it. But, you know, for me, it'll be nice to have those guys home for the holidays, and I'll feel good for the families of all our U.S. troops who get to come home. But the other part of that was the negotiations. Is this the Obama administration failing to do the right thing? Are they a bunch of hacks? I mean, Hillary's been around. She's the Secretary of State. She should have known that negotiations would take some time, and yet they waited to the last minute to do the negotiations to get a firm call on whether our troops would be not be liable for crimes committed in Iraq. And, you know, that should have been like the first thing on the agenda, but they waited until the last minute, it seems. And, well, either way, we've spent enough time on that. But troop movements bother me a little bit. And what you've seen is 100 troops go into Uganda a week or so ago. We talked about that last week. And I don't like our military being used for political purposes. And I think this administration seems to do that on a regular basis. So it's not very very good thing to be seeing happening. Muammar Gaddafi, dead. And probably a good thing as well. I was talking with Derek during the break that, you know, why is it these dictators don't have the common sense to get out of Dodge while the going's good? If you've got billions of dollars in the bank, you've got friends, crazy friends around the world who are willing to give you a place to live, why would you stay to the last minute and get shot in the head? Doesn't make a lot of sense. But then again, these dictators don't have a lot of common sense, obviously, or they would have been a little more benevolent in their actions. Sorry, Mr. Gaddafi, to see you go. It was you've been around a long time. I remember Ronald Reagan throwing bombs at you, so that dates me a little bit as well. There's a little article that I pulled up off the internet, and I think I pulled it out of Drudge, actually, that Afghanistan said if there was problems between the U.S. and Pakistan, they would side with Pakistan. How's that for a Christmas present? All the work we've done, all the money we've spent, all the lives our men have lost in Afghanistan, and if Pakistan flips over to the dark side, they would side with them? It's just astounding to me that we spend oodles of money and send the lives of our youngest and bravest out to defend these people, and yet they would turn around and stab us right in the back. I think we really need to take a strong look at foreign policy and start asking ourselves who our true friends are. And I'm not sure there's a whole lot in the Middle East other than maybe Israel. And maybe the first thing to do is start cutting the money off from these people. I mean, if you don't have our backs, why do we have yours? It was a terrible article. I'll see if I can pull it up on Drudge here and direct you to it, but I'm sure it's there. Google it up. You can figure that one out. Back to Muammar Gaddafi real quick. I heard a few of the pundits saying, you know, this guy should have come to trial. You know, it's not our fault, certainly. We didn't lead the pack. Obama kind of stayed back. We don't control the rebel forces. In a situation like this, it's crazy for anyone to blame the United States. The man had every opportunity to leave. Over the last 6 months, he had billions of dollars, he had places to go, and he chose to stay right to the bitter end. And if that's his way of going out, then, you know, honor him in that manner, I guess. You know, he stuck it out to the end, and he paid the ultimate price in kind of an ugly fashion. But you can't blame NATO for it, and you can't blame Obama on this one. I'll blame him for a lot of things, but I won't blame him on this. There's no way we could have controlled the rebels. There's no way we could have dragged this guy into the courts. And frankly, who would have paid for that? Probably us. I'm sure we fund those guys, the international court as well. But the people of Libya took their own vengeance on him and put him down, and that was the end of it. So I hate to see anybody talking about blaming the U.S. for that sort of thing. Let's take care of a little business. My other sponsor this half hour is Viper Space. Viper Space is a little computer company up in Whitmore Lake, located on Barker Road. And its owner is Adam Ungelbach. 734-449-2683 is Adam's phone number. I'll give you a cell number. He'll probably hate me for this, but 810-599-0676. That's 810-599-0676. He's probably got an unlimited plan, but call him up. They are small enough to fix your home computer or your gaming system. Adam is a gamer himself, so he knows about gaming systems. But he gets these wonderful deals on refurbed computers, high-powered ones, demos that come from the trade shows, as well as new computers. and he's got some great discounts from the big Hewlett-Packard and Dell, and can get you an astounding price on a new machine. So you can amp up and get yourself a big machine really cheap. Again, 734-449-2683. They also do a lot of IT work for mid-sized companies that can't afford their own IT department. So if you've got a question about computers, Adam actually writes in The Current for us occasionally. He puts an article in there. And if he's listening, you need to get one to us next month, Adam. I don't think you did one this month either. But a good guy, an honest guy with great prices on computers. I think they do a computer cleaning for like less than $80, and he'll come out and get your computer, or you can bring it in, and they'll get it cleaned up for you, make it run a lot faster. The only problems I've had with the computer I've bought from Adam are, and my wife will laugh, it's my fault, it's human error. As much as I swear at my computer sometimes, it's me. The computer itself is a wonderful machine. So call Viper Space and get yourself a new machine or get your old one fixed. I am going to jump ahead to our next segment and talk about an issue that has been near and dear to many of our hearts, and that's the protesters, the Occupy Wall Street protesters. Our good buddy Darren Moore, is it Darren Moore? Has been talking about what he calls the occupists. You know, those guys wearing the Che Guevara T-shirts, they should be occupistas, I guess. But there's an article by Lori Kelman stating that only 37% of the public actually back the Occupy protesters. Now, even that number is probably a bit large, because I think most people understand the frustration, and that's probably where the 37% comes from. But Tea Partiers don't spend the whole night in a park. Tea Partiers don't trash a park, and they go home at night, and they pick up their garbage and take it home with you. And that in itself shows the difference. So I hate to see it when these people do comparisons. Obama was doing this previously as well. And there is really very little in common other than the fact that they're angry. At least the Tea Party had the common sense to express their anger at the appropriate people, which is government. It's government regulations, which are the cause of most of our problems. It's government spending, which is causing most of our problems. And this is the difference. Focus your anger in the right direction. I'd love to see after election how many of these people that actually sit in these occupying protests will actually get out and vote. It'd be interesting to go down and see if any of them are actually registered to vote. And it's frustrating for someone like me. I've been to a Tea Party, and liberal people will often say, "Oh, you bloody Tea Partiers." Well, I ask them, "Have you been to a Tea Party?" "Well, no." "Well, have you seen a Tea Party on TV?" "Well, yes, I saw it on TV." I said, "Well, don't believe what you see on TV. Until you go to a Tea Party and see the people, most of them are older people. The senior citizens, our greatest generation, makes up the bulk of Tea Party protests. These are people with gray hair, white hair. A lot of them have canes. A lot of them have served in the military. And those are your Tea Party. So when you call them vile names and say they're racist, it's just flat out wrong. We've seen more racism come out of these Occupy Wall Street protests than anything else. So it's break time again. We'll come back after the break and move on.
Don't miss Dayron's Saturday Night Rock and Rhythm Review. from the heat of Saturday night to the wee hours of the cool early morning, your fingers will be popping. It all kicks off with a special Saturday edition of the Bone Conduction Music Show from 6 to 8 p.m. Then, Johnny Danger invites you to go cruising with the best oldies from 8 to 10. From 10 to midnight, it's Eddie's Caravan with Fast Eddie. Dan Martin takes you across the pond for the best of the UK on London Calling at midnight. Followed by Del Villarreal's Rockabilly Fest, Go Cat Go, from 2 to 4. After a long night of fantastic tunes, there's no better place than breakfast at Radio John D's Greasy Skillet from 4 to 6. Bleach down your slicks, pop your clutch, and get rubber in all four gears with Theron's Saturday Night Rockin' Rhythm Review. Every Saturday night, starting at 6 on Wham! Wham! Wham!
Hi, I'm Gregory Itzen, President Charles Logan on Fox TV's hit show 24. Chances are you or someone you know may be suffering from an incurable digestive disease called Crohn's disease or from ulcerative colitis. Join me in supporting the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation of America's mission to find a cure. Help raise awareness and funds for critical research by joining a Crohn's and Colitis Foundation Take Steps walk near you. Sign up today at cctakesteps.org.
Your advertising dollar needs to go a long way, and it does with Wham Talk 1600. You can't find a more affordable economic bang for your buck. The Yellow Pages? That's covered with dust lost in a closet someplace. Cable television? Nobody watches cable TV during the day. They may watch 3 hours at night at best. Music radio? Music radio is background noise. Same tired tunes over and over again. Nobody's listening. That's not the case with Wham Talk 1600. You can't turn off Wham Talk 1600 radio. It's fresh and interesting day or night. People are listening. Around the clock, people listen. You're listening right now. So are your potential customers, and we cover all of southeastern Michigan with talk radio and information people pay attention to. This is talk and information radio people are talking about. Your business needs to be heard on Michigan's most exciting talk radio station. Your business needs to be advertising on Wham Talk 1600. Call 734-971-1600 today. That's 734-971-1600 for our super affordable rates and super advertising results. Start advertising today on Wham Talk 1600.
Hello, Ann Arbor. It's Glenn Beck. And if you need to sell your home that's worth more than $250,000, you have a realtor in your backyard that I have personally met with, and I wish lived in Connecticut while I was trying to sell my home for a year and a half. I'm talking about Kathy Toth of Keller Williams. Kathy spends thousands of dollars on the most effective marketing systems that attract over 1,000 buyers every single month and is so effective that she can guarantee to sell your home at a price and a deadline you agree to, or she's going to have it bought for cash. Her advanced marketing creates demand from qualified buyers that helps your home sell for the most money possible. That's why Kathy outsells 99% of realtors, not only in Michigan, but across the entire country. You deserve the best realtor to help sell it for the most money. Call Kathy Toth today. The number is 866-OWN-THIS. That's 866-696-8447. Or go to KathyToth.com.
If you're looking for someone with an opinion who isn't afraid to tell it like it is,
listener discretion is advised.
You need the Savage Nation on Wham! Talk 1600. Michael Savage, polarizing but completely compelling. Savage attacks stupidity of all types.
Didn't I tell you that it was the radical communists of the 1969 era who are now running America?
Tune in for the Savage Nation, weeknights 6 to 9 on Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Gary Wellings and the Drift. Send the Drift on Wham Talk 1600. Call 734-822-1600 to join in the discussion.
And welcome back to the Drift. Good to have you with me. 734-822-1600. Give me a call. I got to have one call before the end of the show. I'm not happy if I don't. We were talking about the protesters before the end of the last break, and that was a quick break, Derek, wasn't it? I didn't even get a chance to have a drink of tea or anything. The occupistas, or the occupists, as Darren would say, are occupying Wall Street and other little cities, and we got them right here in Ann Arbor, too. I haven't been down to see them yet. Would like to find a little time if I can get out of my real job and get down there to check it out. But it's amazing, again, to watch some of the students protesting poverty, and yet they're playing with iPods and their Mac laptops, which I can't afford. And the University of Michigan is now putting $440 million into renovating student housing. How's that for poverty? At the same time, I think it was our homeless center, one of the homeless centers here in Ann Arbor, didn't have the money to fund the heating area for the winter heating for those homeless people. And it just strikes me as a little odd that the University of Michigan can't find 80 grand out of that $440 million to spare to help the homeless, since they teach their students to be so magnanimous in taking care of poverty. But who am I? I'm not on that board. I think we have an election for trustees coming up shortly here this next year, and it might be time to take a look at some of the people who sit on the U of M's board. You know, that's one of those things you see on the election ballot that you kind of just gloss over. I'll admit it glazes my eyes to look at some of those things, those and the judgeships. And we should probably pay more attention to them, because those are the ones that really affect our daily lives. I wanted to say happy birthday to my father, George Donald Wellings, a big 79 this year. Is he 80? No, 79. Sorry, Dad. He's down in Florida and probably listening right now. So happy birthday, Dad. You are kind of a sponsor, because if it weren't for you, I wouldn't be here right now. So happy birthday to my dad. Before we do that, or before we move on, or let us move on, change that a little bit, there is a light bulb bill here in Michigan. And Jack Spencer of Michigan Capital Confidential wrote a nice little article on it. The bill's passage is still unclear. Legislation that could let Michigan escape the federal phase-out and ban on traditional light bulbs is now in the Senate Regulatory Reform Committee. House Bill 4815 was passed 62-46 on a mostly party-line vote in the GOP-controlled House last week. Representative Matt Lorry from Constantine was the lone Republican, and who voted for it, and the lone Democrat to vote in favor was Representative Kurt Damrow of Port Austin, and he was not present. And now that the measure has moved out of the Senate, its fate is uncertain. Not only is it unclear why the Senate will do the bill, it is also unclear whether Governor Rick Snyder actually supports it. Rhino Rick Snyder, that should be his nickname. We'll be getting into that. I wrote a long article on an editorial, which will be in The Current, coming out in a few days here. Oh, and we have a phone call. Let's take that. You're on. Go ahead.
Good morning, George. How are you?
Gary.
I mean.
There's my father. How you doing, Dad? Happy birthday to you.
Thank you very much. I'm listening to you on the radio.
Well,
or TV, whatever you call it. There we go.
Yeah. Well, you've got a terrible connection, but we're glad that you're up and listening this early in the morning.
Yeah, I'm up. That's the good news.
That's right. And any day you can get up is a good day, right?
Yeah. Well, that's my first time to hear you on the radio, so that's great.
Well, let me ask you, Dad. Are you going to who's your presidential pick so far this year?
Not sure who it's going to be, but it's going to be a Republican,
because that. Like, I couldn't figure that one out. All right, well, I'm going to have you back later in the year when you get your chance, and tell me who you're voting for. So I think you know where I'm voting at this point. But yeah. happy birthday. We'll talk to you later today.
Thank you very much. Let me shake your hand.
Love you, Dad. All right, so there you go. That was my father. And, of course, my mother in the background. She's never far from Dad, keeping him up and keeping him going. So love you too, Mom, for taking care of him. But anyways, back to the bill. It's not clear whether Rick Snyder supports this bill. And doggone it, you know what? Rick Snyder, I voted for him. Did we have any choice? It was Virge Bonaro, Rick Snyder. I voted for Rick Snyder. And I wanted to see a lot get done in these first couple years here, and we're not seeing it. Doggone it! It's it's aggravating to see that a Republican-controlled House, a Republican-controlled state Senate, and a Republican governor are not making the massive moves that this state needs. We have yet to see anything happen on right to work. We have yet to see anything happen on immigration. Unemployment is bad in this state. I have extensive experience in the construction industry, and let me assure you, there are a lot of illegals in the construction industry. If you are a union carpenter, a union painter, you should not be voting Democratic. You should be voting Republican. And frankly, you should be calling our Republican Senate legislators and telling them, get moving on illegal immigration, because it's hurting us right now. So our time is going to be up again. And make sure you tune in this week. Go to currentonline.com, click on the Daily Drift, and catch up with us during the week. And we will see you next Sunday, where we're going to take a little break for part of the show and have Lost Voices with Mike Ball talk to us. Goodbye, everybody.
Life's all about gaining perspective. So when it comes to planning your financial future, what's the value of having an independent perspective? Well, it's not just an opinion. We all have those, and we know where that can take us. At Selleck Wealth Management, they view it as informed and unbiased advice based on your individual needs. From a professional dedicated to helping you achieve your financial goals, something we all want to attain.
We're the independent wealth managers of Selleck Wealth Management. To gain from an independent perspective on your financial future, the next move is up to you. Let's talk.
Call Ron Selleck at Selleck Wealth Management, 800-292-3876. That's Selleck Wealth Management, 800-292-3876. Offices in Ann Arbor and Bingham Farms, or online at www.sellickfinancial.com. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through First Allied Advisory Services Incorporated.